I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what was amazing over the weekend was how widely Kamala Harris's only economic plan, which was, hey, we're just going to crack down on these grocery stores. Her only economic plan was trashed by the media, by the left, which normally you would expect would just, you know, show up. Whatever she proposes is the greatest thing, even if it's exactly what Trump proposed and you trashed him for it. Doesn't matter. Now it's the best ever. They didn't do that. Some of the headlines over the weekend, like this one, Washington Post, liberal Washington Post. The Times demands serious economic ideas. Harris supplies gimmicks. That was one of the headlines. Here's another one, Washington Post, from their opinion section. When your opponent calls you communist, maybe don't propose price controls. So this hit with a big thud. The media saying to her, you can't tell them what we think. What are you doing? You can't tell them the truth. Make something up. We're trying to help you dodge. Don't tell them what you're going to do. And there was grave alarm over her telling them what they want to do. I mean, folks, take a listen. This is PBS, okay? This is a conversation between two Washington Post reporters and a New York Times reporter on PBS. Take a listen to how this went. They're talking about her price gouging proposal.
The price gouging is just, well, Catherine Rampell, the Washington Post columnist and NewsHour contributor, said it's impossible to exaggerate how bad this policy is. And I agree with that. And Catherine had a good line that if your opponent is calling you a communist, maybe don't lead with price controls. And so price controls just create shortages, they create black markets. We've seen it happen in Venezuela. We've seen it happen in the Soviet Union. Price controls just don't work. What's worse about that, first, it's trying to address a problem that does not exist. Grocery prices, inflation has been less than 1% for the past year. It's over. We had a surge, but it's over. The problem does not exist. But the real core problem is it expresses a level of economic illiteracy, which is kind of surprising in a responsible Democratic candidate.
That was the only untrue part at the end, responsible Democrat candidate. That's David Brooks with the Washington Post. Unbelievable. Didn't go much better for her at CNN. This could be a segment on this show.
It's going to be some bureaucrat in D.C., which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding like how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan. But it also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before: Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, etc. It leads to shortages. It leads to black markets. And beyond that, the specific way this bill is written might actually increase prices.
Wow. Just wow. So this did not make them happy. And I think they just don't want it out there, what they're planning to do. I think they want it to be a surprise. And CNN, shockingly, I mean, if we had reporting like this every day in this country, we could save this country. On both sides. Hit both sides with this. Because CNN was absolutely brutally honest. And her proposals they were walking them back by the end of the weekend. Take a listen to this. This is CNN saying, hey, look, we know what this price gouging or gauging, as Kamala Harris called it this weekend. She called it price gauging. And she didn't correct herself the first time she read it off the teleprompter. You know what that tells us? You know how Joe for many years has told us, they tell me I have to this, they tell me I have to that. He tells us he answers to them, whoever they are running his administration, which is now very clear somebody else is running it. Well, I'm not sure that these same people aren't running Kamala. Price gauging? Look, I misspeak regularly on this show, but I correct myself. She didn't seem to know she was pronouncing it wrong. Price gauging. We'll get into that in a little bit. No, you're price gouging. That's your policy. Your policy, price gouging. Somebody else wrote that for her, put that in her mouth. And whoever it is in trouble with the Democrats because you weren't supposed to say what you were going to actually do. Listen to CNN saying, hey, listen, we know what this price gauging or gouging legislation would look like because it's already filed by Liberal Senator Elizabeth Warren in the Senate, and it's not gonna work, says who? CNN.
The particular way that this is written, which is likely to be the template for any proposal that Harris would eventually embrace, is especially bad in that it just bans excessive prices, grossly excessive prices, grossly excessive profit margins, and says that the Federal Trade Commission can use any metric it deems appropriate to decide what that would mean, which basically says, like, it's not going to be markets, it's not going to be supply and demand that's determining how much your grocery store charges you for milk or for eggs. It's going to be some bureaucrat in D.C., which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding, like, how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan.
Yeah. Again, not that could have been Fox News. That was CNN. This was a disaster for her. It was a disaster for Gretchen Whitmer, too. I don't know how much longer Whitmer is going to act as a surrogate. She can't answer these questions. Nobody can. About what they're going to do. And I explained this on Friday. I'm going to get back into it. This is a bid by the Democrats to take over the supply chains that I've been forecasting for 2 years. Since 2022, when the New York Times revealed what they intended to do. They intend to use the Lever Act to seize control of food and fuel delivery systems. And that is what this is part of. And I think the media is just frustrated, not that she intends to do it, but that she actually told folks beforehand. We'll have more on that coming up.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.